It's a work in progress, and what I heard Lauren say is that we don't have any better ideas right now.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, well, we, and so let me...
I'll see that for the purpose of moving on.
I want to move on to one sociological question. We'll see how that goes, and if it doesn't go well, I want to move back into some crystal ball gazing and experiments. But I think even people in the public, and certainly people who are in academia, know that there are big debates about, do departments have too many strength theorists? Physics departments, is it unhealthy for the department?
You want to go with that trend? Because I'm going to answer differently than you might imagine. I'm not one of the people who immediately says, hey, this shouldn't be worked on, it's unhealthy for people. I think there are some concerns I want to raise, but I firmly believe that students should work on whatever interests them, and physicists should work on whatever interests them. They have to be driven by their curiosity. And I applaud the goals that young people are going to string theory or lots of other things are aiming to try and answer. They should be encouraged. In fact, physics is only healthy when there are lots of different avenues being looked at. And some people have been concerned that string theory has been promoted so aggressively that so many young people are going into it that in particle theory that other avenues may not be explored adequately. But the point is, I don't think students should be told to do. They got to do what excites them, because the only reason to do this is because you find it exciting and fascinating. And so, and I, as Brian knows, some of my students have gone on to become relatively well-known string theorists. But, and I, I wouldn't want my daughter to marry one, but still. I think it's important. I mean, I think it's ridiculous to say this shouldn't be being done, but I think it is really important to realize that physics is best when there's a happy balance. And I think that's what some people are expressing concern of, that there hasn't been maybe a happy balance. And maybe the reason there haven't been other avenues as explored as well as string theory is that we just haven't been funding or encouraging students or young faculty who aren't working on string theory to be able to do that. The other concern I do have is that because string theory is so mathematical, and I've seen this happen, especially there are a set of young people who have been grown up with this. And think of the mere little questions like why the electron is 2,000 times lighter than the proton, or why there are three generations. That's not interesting to them. Their view of physics is not what my view would be. And I think that I'm a little worried that there are some of them, and not a lot, because I actually think the minute the next collider discovers something exciting, you're going to see a lot of the rats jump to thinking shit. Because you're going to see a lot of people working on string theory are going to move to something else when there's something else exciting to do. But there still is going to be a lost part of that generation that I think is lost, who really don't know the difference between mathematics and physics. And I've met some of them, and not as if they're everyone, but there are some of them. And you probably have to agree.
So let's see, you're saying that your view on this is the Chicago School, market forces, and so you should let the best and the brightest do what they want to do. And right now, many of the best and the brightest are doing string theory, and you personally don't agree, but...
As I said, I've taught my students to do what interests them, but yeah, I think best and brightest, but it's important to realize that some of the best and brightest who aren't doing string theory should also be encouraged to do what they're doing.
Right.
Yeah, we can agree with that, but I do think it's important to recognize that in the marketplace of ideas, the fact that so many students want to work on string theory, these are hungry students who, I have to tell you, in my experience, are the most critically minded scientists that I've met. I mean, when I tell my students some aspect of string theory or physics in general, I always get a response from them. They always want to push back in order to find a flaw or to find a hole in it. It's not as though I'm a professor on high to these students and somehow what I say is dogma. I mean, every so often I frankly wish it was, make life a little easier at times. But that's the way the marketplace of ideas works. I have students that work on string theory, I have students that don't work on string theory. In fact, right now, the majority of my students are working on problems at the interface of string theory and cosmology that, you know, 5 years ago would not be really thought of as studies in string theory per se. And that's true of also the faculty that we're bringing in. We're bringing faculty that are really straddling the divide. And it's not jumping ship. It's just that we see that new data is coming in from WMAP, you know, satellite experiments. New data will come in from Planck. And we need people who can look at that data and talk to us who are well-versed in these ideas of string theory and fundamental physics. We also bring in faculty who are at the edge of particle physics and string theory beyond the standard model type undertakings, because again, new data will come in from the Large Hadron Collider. It's not that we'll be jumping ship, it's enormously exciting to have new information that can try to incorporate into these ideas.
I want to follow that up. I mean, I think it's true that students are critical, but I think at the same time, I mean, the reason Brian and I both went into particle physics is because it seemed to us the sexiest thing around, asking the most fundamental questions about nature. And students get sucked in. We can go there later. But so I think some of the students get drawn to it because of what they, of their impression, because there's been so much, because they're led to that. I don't want to use the word hype, but they've been led, they believe that's the case, and so it's natural. It's, if you're a young student and you think that this is going to unify everything, it's kind of natural to be drawn in there. But it's important, I think it's important for us to give students also problems that they can actually address. That's the first thing. But the second thing is, you really implicitly mentioned it, and I think it's true, and you have to be honest. String theory has been in the doldrums for the last 5 or 10 years, and that's why you're seeing more and more students doing other things and more young faculty doing other things. It's just not been good times for string theory.
So you're saying market forces?
Yeah, are going to market, maybe not jumping the ship, but they'll be in more natural balance. Unless there's some new developments, I think you'll tend to see, unless there's some new developments in string theory, I think you'll tend to see more people getting frustrated and maybe trying to find other areas where they can answer questions.
So I think that you're...
Again, you know, I have to keep one of your responses. I'm going to parse it, really, because I agree that string theory has been fortunate to have periods of incredible activity that we give the name revolutions, you know, a slightly understated way of describing what's happened in the field. You know, 1984 was what we call the first superstring revolution, where the math of string theory for the first time was shown to really work. 1995, we call the second superstring revolution, because there we were able to refine the mathematics to analyze the equations with a precision that nobody thought we would ever be able to do. And I was a graduate student, I never thought that we'd be able to do the kind of precision calculations that we are now able to do within string theory. And indeed, we haven't had that kind of intense flurry of activity that we would label a revolution, but the progress has been sure and steady. So Dalton, no, I wouldn't say that at all. It hasn't been a revolutionary time, but the progress has been impressive.
Let's not talk about the successes and failures, but let's move on, because I think we have a consensus here that there's no widespread conspiracy that's only installing string theorists, that we've got market forces in the U.S. and right now, for whatever reason, maybe it's good salesmanship or maybe it's the best idea in town, people are attracted to this idea. I want to